Hesal Hart, Ohio residents express gratitude for Trump's visit. By Christina Wong on February 23, 2023. Residents of East Palestine, Ohio, expressed gratitude for former President Donald Trump's Wednesday visit to the town, especially in the absence of Biden administration officials for weeks after a train wreck caused massive toxic chemical exposure. At least somebody actually showed up, one resident told One America News. He's all heart, he loves everybody, you can tell, another said. After Trump arrived, residents began cheering and chanting, "Trump! Trump! Trump!" As the former president and 2024 presidential candidate walked over to them, some yelled, "We love you, and thank you for coming." He interacted with the residents, shaking hands and signing hats. He went into a McDonald's, joked with smiling employees, and bought the fire department and police department lunch, as well as anyone inside the restaurant. Trump also brought with him truckloads of water and supplies, which were distributed to residents before his arrival. Republicans in Congress also lauded his visit. "America has two presidents right now," tweeted Army veteran Representative Wesley Hunt, RTX. "One who can climb a flight of stairs and one who falls up them," he tweeted. "One who visits Americans in need, and one who takes pallets of cash to Ukraine." Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, RGA, also contrasted Trump with Biden, tweeting, "President Trump visits the people of East Palestine, Ohio and brings them water and supplies while Joe Biden only cares about pushing more war and U.S. money in Ukraine." "Thank you, President Trump, for continuing to show what America first looks like." Representative Corey Mills, RFL, tweeted, "Thankful for President Trump's at real Donald Trump leadership as a GOP continue to stand with America and the people of Ohio. Hashtag priority." His tweet was in response to House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, DNY, tweeting, "Thankful for President Biden's leadership as we continue to stand with Ukraine, with American and Ukrainian flag emojis." Media figures and many others watching from afar gave positive reviews for the trip, as well. Tim Pool, host of Timcast, called Trump's visit a win-win-win for everybody. His co-hosts agreed the trip was a positive thing, and reflected poorly on Biden. "Biden couldn't show up for 10 minutes, get a picture, and leave," Poole added. The Hodge twins tweeted, "Trump went to Ohio. Biden went to Ukraine. That tells you everything you need to know." After Trump's announced his visit to Ohio, the Biden administration sent Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg to East Palestine, where he refused to answer questions from the media. Trump, on the other hand, took multiple questions from the press. One reporter asked him what his message was to Biden. Trump responded, "Get over here." Follow Breitbart News' Christina Wong on Twitter, Truth Social, or on Facebook.